Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the MN TV. My name is Dan Club and I'm here with a breaking news podcast, one that I quite frankly hoped I'd never ever have to be doing, but here we are. Yes, that's right. Jurgen Klopp, Liverpool manager, has announced he will be stepping down as Liverpool manager at the end of the current season. That's the 2023-2024 campaign, of course. He announced it through the official club website and has given an interview to that effect as well. Just run through some of the details before I dive into what's been said. He essentially will be leaving the club at the end of the season. As I say, there's been no news on his successor, of course, whatsoever yet. That will all come out in due course, I imagine. Pep Linders will be leaving the club as well. At the same time, he will be following his own managerial path thereafter, as will the rest of the backroom staff. So all change at Liverpool at the end of the season. But ultimately, the headline here, of course, is that Jurgen Klopp, a man who's been at the club for over 8 years now, has served the club absolutely incredibly, I'm sure you'll all agree, just a legendary figure already in Liverpool's history. He's brought us so much joy, so much success, and he may still continue to do so between now and the end of the campaign, but he will be stepping down as Liverpool manager. And he wanted to be business as usual between now and the end of the campaign. And indeed, he does walk away. But 8.5 years of outstanding service to the football club. He came in as the normal one. He will leave as an absolute Liverpool legend and one of the most important figures in our club's rich, rich history. But yeah, I just pull out some of the quotes that he said to the club. So he has, of course, announced he will be leaving. He said he can understand it's a shock for a lot of people when you hear it for the first time, but he can at least try to explain it. He said he loves absolutely everything about this club, everything about the city, everything about the supporters, and he loves the team, he loves the staff. But this decision shows you how convinced he is that it's one he has to take. He basically explains that he's running out of energy. He has no problem right now, but in the longer term, he will be running out of energy. He did say, I've heard already, that he wants to be able to live a normal life and he wants to be able to do it before he's too old to do so. He goes on to say, the respect grew and the love grew for you, and the least I owe you is the truth. And this is the truth. That's it. Pretty much. So yeah, honestly, like, just out of the blue, complete shock announcement today. He goes on to say he is okay, he's as healthy as much as he can be at his age, little bits and bobs and stuff like that, but nothing anybody has to be concerned about. He's absolutely fine. He told the club back in November that this would be the case. So you'd imagine Liverpool have been doing their due diligence in the interim period to try and find a successor for next season. He said he'll have to explain a little bit about the job, but people see from the outside. He's on the touchline and the training sessions and stuff like this, but the majority of the things happen around those kind of things. That means the season starts and you plan pretty much the next season already. When they were sat together talking about potential signings the next summer camp, the four came up. I'm not sure I'm here then anymore. And he himself was surprised by that, he said. And then obviously you start thinking about it, and that led him to telling the club in November that he will be stepping down as Liverpool manager. He goes on to say, last season was a super difficult season and there were moments when at other clubs the probably decision would have been made to say thank you very much for everything, but we should split here. Obviously that didn't happen at Liverpool and that was super, 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 super important to him so he can help bring this team back onto the rails. I think we could all agree that he's absolutely done that. Liverpool at the moment, of course, at the time of recording, on the quest for a quadruple, already in the Carabao Cup final, FA Cup on the horizon this weekend as well. Premier League sitting top of it, only one defeat all season in the league, and yeah, things are looking rosy, and that is so much down to Jurgen Klopp. The Champions League we've already got under our belt. He won us the Premier League. He ended the 30-year wait for that. Like, you don't need me to tell you just how important Jurgen Klopp has been to this football club and all of our lives down the years as well. This has just come absolutely out of the blue. And he goes on to say, he was asked, is there any particular reason you're making this decision now? In an ideal world, I wouldn't have said anything until anybody until the end of the season, win everything and then say goodbye. That's not possible. In the world we are living in, it's not possible to keep things like this a secret. It's maybe a surprise that we could keep it a secret until now. There are so many things which are influenced by it, especially personal situations. People from my staff need to know early, and especially the clubs need to know early because they need to plan. Yeah, honestly, like the quote goes on, the quote goes on. They do. I urge you all to read it, but it's just a complete bombshell. It's heartbreaking. It's everything we didn't want. Really, things have been so good of recent weeks in the world of football club, and I'm sure they'll continue to be so between now and Jurgen Klopp leaving. But ultimately, just what a shock. What an absolute shock. And there's nobody, absolutely nobody I'd rather have at Liverpool Football Club than Jurgen Klopp. And that love for him extends beyond what he does as Liverpool manager. It's him as a human being, more importantly. But it's so ingrained now within us that I don't think anybody would really begrudge him the right to make this decision and to live the life that he chooses. Because, as I say, what an incredible, incredible servant, what an incredible, incredible football manager. But that doesn't even scratch the surface of what this man is. So yeah, like I've said it a million times, absolutely gobsmacked, gutted, heartbroken. But as I mentioned, business as usual from now until the end of the season, when Jurgen Klopp will step down and walk away from Liverpool Football Club as its manager. Sorry to have to tell you the news. Yeah. And what's the timing of it? As he said, you can't keep it a secret forever. He signed his last contract in 2022, which was supposed to see him at the club until 2027. That, of course, will not be happening now. Instead, he will be leaving at the end of the season. And again, no issues with him. Healthy, happy, absolutely loves Liverpool. He just thinks the timing's right because he might not have the energy to carry on beyond. I'm going to try and make some sense of this now. Thanks all for listening. Take care. I'll see you again very soon.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.